Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
All right, when we talked to Terry a couple of days ago, she was very excited. We were in debate about soulmates. Some of us in the room believe in soulmates, others not so sure. And Terry listened to the conversation, and sure enough, that night, she ends up in a bar, and she thinks that she meets her soulmate.
I was going to meet my sister, and I was there waiting. I noticed this other guy that was waiting there for a long time, too, and my sister never shows up. I got a voicemail saying that she wasn't going to come. I looked at the other guy, and he was still there, and apparently he got almost like the same message. We just sat there and talked for about an hour and a half and got a table. We ate. We hung out, and like at the end, he asked me for a date on Saturday.
I'm assuming you've gone out with guys before that you're excited about.
Yeah, but this was totally different. I totally felt a connection immediately. It's almost like he knew me and I knew him. I mean, it's that whole, I don't know. It's just a weird feeling.
Okay, and let me reiterate my position on this kind of attitude, because we've talked about this before also, mm-hmm. that I think women, a large amount of women have all had this feeling at one point or another in their life, where they meet a guy for the very first time and they want instinct to take over and they want the romance of it all to take over, so they get overly excited. Oh, he's the greatest guy in the world. And you call like one person. A woman calls like a sister, calls her mother. One person says, guess what? I just met my future husband. And then the Saturday after that, you Google him and you find out that he has killed people in 13 different states. And you realize, okay, that's not going to happen. But you haven't gone out publicly and said that. It's right. just between you and one other person. So it's never brought up ever again.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it scientifically proven, like when you're connecting with somebody else and the pheromones are connecting, there's like a... like a real physical reaction that makes you feel euphoric, like you release all of those endorphins in your mind and all that kind of stuff is going on.
Yeah.
So you almost are in this euphoric state when you're falling for someone.
Some women, though, have the filter, and other women, I think, get overly excited, and they call that one person just to say, this is it. Mm-hmm. I'm living the dream right here. I already know it. But the relationship lasts a week or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. Then you guys realize you're not right for each other. And the statement that you made 6 months earlier seems ridiculous, but you only told one other person, so it's never said again.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Terry here credit. She came out publicly and she's like, you know what? I am so sure about this.
Right.
I'm telling you guys now, I met my soulmate and I haven't even spent an hour with him. That was Thursday. Let's see how it went this weekend. Hey, Terry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Okay. You still have those endorphins going
on? I
do. You do.
You
okay.
hear it in your voice.
Okay.
I do. He's definitely my soulmate. Definitely.
Wow.
Okay,
still.
Now what makes him your soulmate? What makes him more than just a guy that you have a lot in common in, that you are very attracted to? Because soulmate is a strong word.
I know. I don't know. Just a huge, huge connection. And I'm just... oh, no, everything is perfect. Everything's right. He's definitely the one that I know I'm going to be with, like, forever. Just someone that, it's just your other half. It's really hard to explain unless you experience it, you know?
Now, do you think he's feeling the same?
I think so. I think so. I mean, of course, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
But yeah,
smart.
He's definitely.
Just definitely.
I mean, you don't want to freak people out.
I think guys are more cautious in telling other people that even if it happened, you're out at a bar, you meet her, you're hanging out, then you have your first date and you're overly excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're still reserved. You're not going to go to your buddy and go, guess what, dude? I already know. This is the girl I'm going to marry. Because your guy friends are going to give you a whole bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm. They just have to wait for the right moment.
Guys just are ready for a reason to give crap, right?
Yes.
Because that's the motivation for most guys. I'm not going to say that or I'm not going to do that because my guys will give me crap.
Yes. We're just ready to pounce on each other.
Yeah. You're on your haunches, ready to go. Just say the word and we're going to, yes, all the time.
And the problem is other guys, or not the problem, but I mean the good thing about it is other guys understand that. Like, when I was walking through the halls yesterday and Carl had come up after he got all teary on the air, as soon as he saw me, he was like, don't even look at me.
First thing I said to him,
because he knew I was going to give him crap.
And crying.
Like, you know.
Even though we loved it on the air, we still had to give crap.
Right.
It's like the code.
He knew it. Like, as soon as I even walked by, he put his, like, arms up, you know, and laughed because he knew he was going to get crap. And I gave him crap, and I said, nice job on the radio, and that's that. But for whatever reason, guys have to give crap.
And sometimes it can be relentless. I know with the group of guys that I run with, if you make a mistake, you'll hear about it for the next 6 hours. 6 hours.
Nonstop.
Or 6 days.
See, I think the guy, though, like the guy that can be such a vet at this, that can maneuver between men and women, that can handle their guy friends, but also get the sympathy from the girls, because one thing I think Carl, he didn't go from one to the other, because he came to me when I saw him yesterday and almost apologized for crying, and I fussed at him for apologizing for crying.
Yeah.
So he's what he needs. So you have to maneuver to the women and say, you know, I'm a little broken up, but I'm okay, you know, and then they'll give you a hug and that
awesome.
Kind of thing. So
2 years ago, sorry for the sidebar here, Terry.
Yes.
2 years ago, me and all the guys were in Vegas. 2 years ago, okay? And we all were out drinking all night long, and I get back to the hotel room, and I'm the one with the hotel room key, and I'm nice and buzzed. So I put the hotel room key, I slide it in the door, and I slide it back up, and it doesn't activate the lock, and I push the door with my shoulder, and it doesn't open. All right,
okay.
So I smashed my shoulder into the door.
Oh, you tried to go in like
I tried
strong.
To go in before the door was even open,
gotcha.
Right? And I smashed my door. Everybody in the hall is laughing about it. I still hear about that 2 years later. Every time I open the door when I'm with my guys, I still hear about that.
I'm like, oh, you can run your shoulder into it?
Right.
No,
2 years later.
Hey, watch out, Bert. Careful with that door.
Plow into it, buddy.
All right, Terry, so tell me something that he said during your conversations where it was more like, oh, wow, this guy is great, too. He just touched my soul.
Well, he took me to the steakhouse. It's, you know, Aspen's?
Mm-mm. Do we what? Mm-hmm.
Do we know Aspen's steakhouse?
Aspen's in Marietta?
Uh-uh.
Nope, but it sounds tasty.
Yeah, it was good. anyway, we hung out. Great conversations, you know, just... everything. And it's not just a feeling. I mean, it's really, it's in the gut. Like, it's natural, you know. That's just, we just talked about pretty much everything. And we kissed afterwards, went, hung out at his place. Nothing happened because he's very religious. And he's Baptist and believes no sex before marriage. And we kind of met up again on Sunday and had brunch. And I haven't seen him since because he's been busy and he had, you know, church last night and everything. And I know that religion is very important to him, and I'm actually looking for a church in my area now, and just going to join as well, so, and start getting involved with that and everything, so.
What religion are you now?
Baptist. It happened yesterday.
No, he is, yeah.
So yeah. Is she.
What about you?
I'm not really that religious.
No
so.
Affiliation.
So, were you...
when you're searching for a church, what denomination are you searching
well,
for?
Well, I'm going to search for Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
His...
If you're not religious, I don't know if it's called converting, but are you going to become a Baptist?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you said that he doesn't believe in sex before marriage. Has he ever had sex?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we talked a little bit about it, but we didn't go into...
Yeah, he definitely does.
I mean, she's logged, what, 5 hours with the guy total so far?
Well, I just was wondering. And how old are you guys?
How old are we?
Yeah.
Like late 20s.
Okay.
Are you skeptical here, Jen?
A little. But I don't know why. Melissa, I don't know why I couldn't believe that, but a man.
How skeptical are you?
Well, no, I'm just laughing. I'm laughing. I was laughing earlier because when she was even talking about the steakhouse, you know, like every detail right now. Oh my God, Aspen Steakhouse. Haven't y'all been there? Have you heard?
Yeah, and
it?
Almost mad at us.
Oh my God, it's the best steak ever. I do.
It's a soulmate steak. I have a soulmate steak, medium rare, please.
I think my belief is that a couple can make it. You know, you can go through this romantic phase and you can go through the struggles and everything and they can make it. But I do think that probably the skepticism for a lot of people come in, well, you know, this is charming now, but let's wait and see if this is truly something that you want to be about and make sure that he's making as many sacrifices for you 2 days later as you are for him. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not skeptical. I think it could be great. I just she's old enough to know what she's getting into. You know, she's not too young.
Hey, Lacey, good morning.
Good morning. I started to call you guys the other week because you were asking about soulmates, and I believe my first husband was my soulmate. We didn't last, but we were together, and it's unconditional love. I still love him, and I'm very proud of him. But I guess about 4 years ago, I was at the movies, and he called me, and he goes, "I just met my soulmate," which broke my heart. And I was like, "How do you know?" And he was like, "Oh, I just did. We had this conversation, and I just love her." And like 2 months later, he married her, and they're still married.
Wow. So, do you guys have kids together?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. That would be the only reason I would think.
Yeah, I got a daughter.
So you are not with your soulmate, her. And he feels like he is with his soulmate now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah,
that was kind of a bummer. I think you should still be excited. I think you should be excited. I think my thing is, my reservation is I wouldn't do a lot, make a lot of changes in your life during this excitement. You know, I mean, I think unless
this is something that, especially with the spirituality part of it or the religious part of it, like maybe she's been feeling a void in her life and this is like the answer to that. I don't know. You know what I mean? A lot of people are brought to religion or spirituality in different ways. So I don't necessarily think it's her totally changing everything in her life. Maybe she's been looking for this.
The romantic part of me wants this.
Positive,
wants to believe in this. You know, like she knew in the first conversation, she looked into his eyes. He said one thing, and whatever that is, she just knew. I want to believe in that,
I guess my thing is going from I'm not really that religious to being a Southern Baptist is a huge jump.
That is a big, definitely a big jump.
That's a huge transition.
And knowing a guy for 5 days and making the decision to convert, regardless of the religion.
Right.
It's pretty intense.
The religious difference is, it's just, I think kind of going on what Jeff just said, after a few days doing this, I'm just curious, has he done anything in 5 days that may have changed kind of his lifestyle to adapt to, or may get more interested in what you're interested in?
Have I done anything?
Has he?
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that I don't know.
It's hard to see.
I mean, this is a decision I'm making. So, I mean, he didn't force me.
I understand that.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I understand, but,
Is it possible that one person in the relationship knows their soulmates before the other? Like, she's assuming she knows.
Right.
He may not even have a clue yet.
Right. I don't know.
I was just going to say, make that religious decision for you and not for him.
Not because of him.
It's a big deal. Religion's a big deal. I mean, you got to actually believe what he believes in. I mean, but you need to make it for you, not for him.
I want to follow up with you.
Yeah, don't be Baptist just because of him.
I want you to prove us all wrong.
Is doing it.
What's that?
Don't be Baptist just because everyone else is doing it.
Right, it's a cool thing to do.
I want you to prove us all wrong. I want to check in with you from time to time. And every time we do, I hope you say, you know what? Everything's been working out great.
Absolutely.
It's getting deeper for both of us. He's fallen in love with me, and my instinct was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could talk to him, too.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to him also. You know, we won't bring up the soulmate thing, but we would certainly like to check in and get his attitude about it also.
Cool.
All right, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope it all works out great. But let's check back with you again next week and get a little progress report.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Who is nervous about something going into the weekend here?
Okay.
That could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You may be proposing to somebody, may have a reunion, you're meeting your parent for the first time, mom or dad for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going into work today and the boss has already told you that he wants to meet with you or she wants to meet with you and you're not really sure what that meeting's all about. So what are you nervous about going into the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have you give us a call now. And then you guys call us back and let us know how it all worked out. What are you nervous about going into the weekend? Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, it's Brandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I'm singing for the first time, a small solo in a big show, and I'm kind of nervous because it was just given to me last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
I missed the first part of it because, I can't understand. It's a what, solo?
A solo.
A solo in a show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And you were...
Given to me last night because the person decided she didn't want to do it.
Okay.
And how long did the person that just backed out, how long did they have to rehearse?
A month.
Oh, no.
And why did they back out?
Because she didn't think she could do it for, like, the rest of the run of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night she did it, she kind of choked a little.
Mm. So she doesn't want to repeat that. Now it's up to you.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yeah, I mean, it's only, like, a few lines, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking right there.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And where is the show?
At the Alliance.
Oh, nice.
What's the name of it?
Jesus Christ Superstar Gospel.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Good for you.
Good for you.
You're going to knock it out
Absolutely.
Of the park. You're going to crush it.
Yeah, because I think it's what a huge honor that you're the one to come in and save the day.
Yeah, but she's like a first soprano. I'm a second.
What does that mean?
That means she sings higher than I do normally.
Okay.
So if I don't pull it off, this could be a deal breaker for me.
Nah, you'll be fine.
You'll be great.
Did you say you volunteered for this, or you were just sort of chosen?
No, I was told.
You were told.
Yeah.
During rehearsals, this is what you're doing now.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why they came to you. They have the confidence in you. You obviously are talented enough. They wouldn't just go to anybody. They went to you.
And this seems like a great show because it's Jesus Christ Superstar Gospel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a whole, it's like a gospel version of the original Broadway show. So, yeah, you'll be fine.
Thank you.
And no worries, because I'm sure a bunch of listeners have tickets for this weekend. And you know what? They're going to be there to support you.
Be nice.
Yes.
That would be great.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk to you Monday morning, same time. We're going to get your phone number, and we'll call you.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Good luck. Break a leg.
All right, what else are y'all nervous about this weekend? Good morning. We'll call you Ann, and you're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
I'm really nervous because I caught my manager lying to our boss, and I told on her. And she's one of those really vindictive kind of...
Oh, no.
So I got to work with her all weekend, and we work in a... We cut hair in a really busy salon, and I got to work with her all weekend, and she's just one of those... She'll drop little snitty comments, and... She'll just be really ugly.
So she knows you told on her?
Yeah, she knows now.
What exactly was the infraction that you told on?
She's just kind of a big slacker, and we're always, having to, work around where she schedules herself for her needs and nobody else's needs. And mm-hmm. she let a customer walk out yesterday. And that's a big no-no in our business. And when my owner called me and asked me about it, I just told him, well, I was like, no, that's not what happened. Mm. She died.
Mm-hmm.
And she's your immediate boss?
No, she's my manager.
She's your manager.
I told the owner of the company.
Oh, wow.
So you got to work side by side next to her all weekend long with those really sharp scissors that she's carrying.
Yeah.
Wow. She's going to Shawshank
you. Bald by Monday.
Yeah. And hold on, okay? I want to talk to you again on Monday morning.
Okay.
Good luck.
That's always that makes
it uncomfortable.
That makes the 8-hour workday feel like it's 4 weeks long. Mm-hmm.
It may be more built up in your head though, as you go in. Like you never know.
Well, if she knows it was her that told, it's not going to be.
It's
a
not
good
gonna
situation.
Be crazy.
Yeah.
Carrie, we'll call you Carrie, and you're on the voice disguiser. Hi.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Nervous.
What's up?
About what?
Can you guys hear me? Okay, I'm at work.
Yes. We can.
Okay. I have a date this weekend.
Okay.
With a very good friend of mine. We've been friends for getting close to 9 or 10 years, but he's married.
Oh, no.
Oh. Why are you doing that?
Because he's really unhappy.
Really?
That's what he told you, huh?
And
no, I've seen it firsthand. I was friends with her first.
Oh, no.
Even
so
worse.
So she brings you into their family, and now you're going out with him tonight.
No, more like I was her friend, and then they met, and I was in their wedding.
Oh dude. No.
I'm kind of hoping that this date goes horribly wrong.
Carrie, come on now.
I know it's wrong. I know
it is.
This is not going to end
well.
Why
are you doing it if you know it's wrong?
It is.
Why are you doing it?
Because he deserves to be happy.
So do you think that inevitably you're going to end up with him and he's going to lose the wife?
I don't know, but it would be nice if he had some sort of reason. Well, he has reason to get out of that relationship, but it would be so much better for him if he could just, you know, get up the courage to get out. And if I can give him some kind of motivation, then.
You know. Who asked for the date? Did he or did you?
He's been asking for a long time.
Are there kids involved?
Now there are.
What's that mean?
Well, like I said, he's been asking for a long time, and back then there weren't, but now there are.
Back then, you mean when you guys first met?
Or when they...
When he started asking you out, they didn't have kids, but now they got kids.
Right.
Ooh.
And you were friends with her first, and she has no idea.
She makes jokes sometimes. She doesn't care for him at all.
What's an example joke that she would make?
Like, if I called the house, she'd say, hey, your girlfriend's calling.
Oh, really? Mm. So she may underline, know about it. Is the marriage just staying together for the kids?
Yeah, she got married because she wanted to have kids.
Yeah, whatever.
Hold on one second.
I'm mad. That's a bad friend. Come on now.
I wouldn't call her a good friend.
That's the understatement of the show.
Yeah.
That is not a good friend.
Hey, Lisa, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey. I actually have a couple different reasons why I'm nervous. One, I'm driving to D.C. tomorrow to go to the inauguration and stuff, and I'm staying with a friend.
Fantastic.
However, I met him 5 years ago online, and we're just friends. There's no romantic anything, but I'm still nervous to meet him for the first time face-to-face.
Wow.
And you're going to stay with him till Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going tomorrow, and we're coming back on Wednesday.
Okay. That's a long time together in the same
No, because he has to work in the city, and since they're locking it down on Monday, he won't be. So I'm only seeing him Sunday and Monday morning.
Okay.
And then he's letting us stay at his house the other 3 days.
Perfect.
Okay.
But I'm taking my 7-year-old daughter, and I'm nervous, so when I take her to the city, she's going to make it miserable for me.
You're going to be doing a lot of walking, we'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, because we're going to the concert on Sunday, and then we're going back on Tuesday.
Which concert is Sunday?
There's a free concert at Lincoln Memorial with Beyonce, John Legend, Bruce Springsteen, U2.
That's the big one right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a free concert, so it's fantastic.
I'll tell you what, when you look over that, they call it the National Mall, that area between the Lincoln Memorial and the Capitol with the Washington Monument in the middle. There's going to be so many people out there. I have been there on July 4th where in fireworks, and there's a million people out there. To see all of those people on that National Mall with the backdrop of all those monuments is a picture that you and your 7-year-old will have in your mind for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And her class voted for Obama, so she's Obama this and Obama that. So I was like, I have a friend that lives outside the city. Perfect time to go.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Good for you. Yeah, nothing to be nervous about. You're going to have a great time.
I'm just terrified. It's like we have great chemistry over the phone and we laugh and have fun. I'm just terrified in person. It's going to be awkward.
Well, It will be from time to time, but, you know, you've got a really convenient excuse to kind of, like, branch out on your own and do your own thing, and that's your daughter, and you guys are going to hang out in D.C., so you'll be fine.
Right. Okay.
That's the best thing about kids.
I'm scared that it's going to end the friendship if it's awkward.
Convenient excuses.
To have kids, yeah.
When you were just describing the National Mall, Bert, I was just thinking how cool it's going to be to have those aerial shots of it.
Oh,
like a helicopter, you know, video of it on Tuesday. That's going to be so cool.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I would not let this. I mean, this is so minor compared to what you're going and you and your daughter are going to go see. So
right.
I wouldn't worry about it so much.
Okay. I just feel like I'm so nervous and he's like, don't be. But I'm terrified.
Yeah, it's played up way more in your head. Hold on one sec, all right? I want to talk to you next week. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me take one more call here. Infidelity issue raising its ugly head again.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Good morning, Casey. You're on Q100.
Hey, am I on the voice assistant?
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I confronted my brother before about him because he lied and said that he had a friend that he was seeing, but I found out it was his ex-best friend's wife that he's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had to go meet somebody the other night, a guy, and I followed him, and he was actually meeting up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to confront him this weekend about him still seeing the other guy's wife.
That's not fun.
No, because he's very kind of confrontational, and he's going to think that I'm, you know, I don't trust him. Well, kind of, which I don't, so.
Right. Well, I'm glad
But then I'm also thinking about figuring out a way to get around and tell his ex-best friend.
Well, I'm glad you're confronting, I mean, because siblings sometimes can talk, unlike a friend may be able to do it, or at least, you know, kind of have harsh words, or, you know. So I'm glad you're doing it because other people may know and just don't know what to say.
And well, he's already aware that you know?
Yeah, and I confronted him about it, and he was like, well, you know, they're unhappy, and they're already separated, and, you know, we didn't start talking until after they, aren't together anymore. And then he goes, well, I knew her first. And I was like, doesn't make any sense. They're still married and they have two kids.
Yeah, you do realize that you're walking into a conversation this weekend that you can't win. That's not going to change anything, right?
Oh, yes.
But she's putting it out there, and sometimes you got to do that, and that's, you know.
At least somebody's calling them out on it.
Yeah, and like I said, siblings can do that. Yeah, and usually, initially you don't win. I mean, that's siblings, but it does plant a seed in their head.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Sarah is calling on behalf of a male friend of hers who has found himself in a bit of a pickle.
Don't use pickle in this.
Yeah. Okay.
fill us in on all the details, and then we'll see if we can take some phone calls and get some help for you.
Great.
Go ahead.
Hi. So I have a really close friend who doesn't want to come on the air, so I'm calling for him.
Okay.
He's 33. He has a friend who they've been friends for years. They're like super, super close. And this friend of his has a 17-year-old daughter. And I guess, you know, recently, like a week ago or something, he stops by the house for a visit, and, you know, he's hanging out with his friend. This daughter is around, and I guess they're all kind of just, whatever, chatting, hanging out, normal, fine. And then not too long after, he gets a text from her that says, it was really great to see you. And then, so he was like, huh, you know, and he texts her back, you know, something mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. you know, it was amazing to see you grow up. You know, we've grown so mm-hmm. much. And she texts him back, you looked good. And then he texted her back something mm-hmm. after that. He didn't tell me exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it was like, it could have been taken as flirty.
All right. Let me make sure. So he's 33. How old is right. she?
17.
She's 17.
She's 17.
Because mm-hmm. he crossed the line texting her back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
I'm curious how she even got the phone number.
Yeah. That would have been my text message.
That's what I asked about the phone number. I said, did you give her your phone number? And he was like, no. I mean, I've been friends with this guy forever. She probably just got it from
his phone. Yeah.
So he didn't give her the phone number, which made me happy.
But even if I got a text like that, like mm-hmm. I think the response would have to be something along the lines of, what's up or something, because if I got...
Are you okay?
Yeah, like if I got a text message from a child of a friend of mine, mm-mm. then I would assume that they're about
something
to ask me
wrong.
For something.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily
right.
wrong, but it wouldn't... Yeah, it would take one text message before I was like, hey, wait a minute, this ain't cool.
Right, well, so it gets worse.
Oh,
right.
Unfortunately. So I don't know what the last text he sent was, but, you know, after that, she sends him back a picture of herself in a bra, and she's like got her lips all puckered.
Oh.
And
oh no.
So he's, you know, so he's kind of freaking out and doesn't want to tell his friend, but thinks maybe he should. But he's totally, you know, freaked out because now he's sure that maybe some of this could have been taken as.
Please tell me he didn't respond to that picture.
He didn't respond to the picture.
Wow. I think he has to talk to his friend about it.
Yeah. I mean, because
has to talk to, if he talks to his friend, and here's our phone number, 404-741-Q100. If you've been in this situation, you're welcome to call us. But if you even have an opinion, we'll take mm-hmm. it from all sides. But
yeah, it would be great.
The problem is, he's going to have, when he goes in to talk to his friend, he's going to have to say, look, I'm going to tell you something. And he has to admit right away that if any of his text messages could even look on the brink of flirty, he has to acknowledge mm-hmm. I made a mistake.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And say, I didn't mean to do this. I was just trying to be nice, and this is what happened. And from a guy's point of view, it would probably alter the friendship forever.
I think it's a real defining thing what that kind of flirty text message said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm
kind of not surprised that he didn't tell you exactly what that kind of flirty one said.
He didn't tell her because it wasn't kind of flirty.
It must have been really,
really flirty.
I mean, or suggestive.
Maybe.
I mean, I know you're laughing, but this is serious, you know?
No, it is. It is. It is.
It's very serious because, I mean, my point of view on this always is that if a child is under the age of 18, then all the responsibility is on the adult.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because a teenager's going to try and do and just be, you know, whatever.
Right.
But when you are 33, you know better. And so he knew better than to even respond to it. And I don't know. I think he has to tell her dad.
Go ahead.
Do you think their friendship could ever be the same?
It depends on the nature.
I don't see how, you know, but that's what's freaking him out is, you know, I'm sure there's a part of him that thinks that he can just get away with it and, like, maybe he'll never find out. But then I don't know how you live with yourself, you know?
It depends on what he said to her. It's what's going to define the friendship.
Exactly. That's because that 1,000%.
Yep.
If his response is anything other than matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
which it sounds like it was. Hey, Melissa.
Yes.
You have a valid question. What is it?
I wanted to know why the girl's friend responded to the 17-year-old. Did he have like a logical reason why he did?
Yeah. Why did he even write back at all?
When I was asking him, he just said, like, you know, he was a little bit like, when he first got the text, he was a little bit like, huh. but just thought, like, well, whatever. We've been friends forever. It's like family, you know, I think is what his sort of initial was. But, yeah, it was great to see you. You've grown up, you know. Like, he thought that that wasn't such a big deal.
But you don't flirt with family. So if the first text message was fine, then so be it.
Mm-hmm. But to continue the conversation, yeah. I mean, I don't believe it was innocent on his part.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, hate you guys' show.
Thanks.
You hate
just
it?
Kidding, just want to be different.
You want to be different? I was like, he was trying to say we paid attention. I thought, well, at least he's honest. Okay.
To pay attention to the callers. I've called him before and said the same thing because I hate everybody say, love you guys. Love you guys.
You got to be different.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Mike,
exactly.
You got some thoughts on this?
Yeah, man, first of all, I don't think we need to blow out of proportion yet. I mean, it's not like they had sex, okay? I don't have the same situation, but I've got a friend that I've been friends with since high school,
mm-hmm.
and we are 34 years old now, and his daughter text messages me sometimes because we live out of state now, and nothing more other than to say, hey, but I mean, there's a big age difference there. She's like 12, so it's not anything like that. You know, she asks how my boys are because my boys are the same age as her and they grew up and went to school together and all. So that's really all that's about. But now this guy here, he needs to go talk to the girl, the daughter, and just tell her, hey, look, you know, if I come across flirting with you, I apologize. I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
mm-hmm.
do that.
He needs to do that first.
I really disagree with you. That's because that's such dangerous ground for him. And she's not 33. She's not this reasonable 33-year-old.
Yeah.
So if he
needs to approach her first. Mm-mm. Because if he automatically throws her under the bus, what's going to happen? She's going to go to her dad and say, well, I seen that because he was flirting with me. When you're not around, he's always flirting with me.
If she is sending him pictures of her in her underwear, then every contact he makes to her is going to be a sign to her that he's into her.
Yes.
So if he comes to her and says, well, you know what, we need to keep this on the low, your father doesn't need to know this, that is going to be to her.
No,
that's going to prove
that.
To her
I mean,
that
he needs to tell her that this is wrong. They cannot communicate in that way.
I understand. And that to her is going to reiterate the fact that he's nervous about it. So there must be something underneath there. So he must be attracted to her. I'm telling you, from a 17-year-old girl's mind, that's what she's going to think.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this question. Stay in that 17-year-old girl's mind mm-hmm. role.
Right.
What if he just never responds again? And he just, like, she sent that picture.
He can never respond to her again.
Right, so I'm saying he deletes
totally
it off the phone. Don't say anything to the dad. Never obviously be alone with the daughter. And if she sends another one, then take it to her dad. But as of right now, what
just
if he just ignores it? Can you see anything wrong with that?
Because she may still send the text messages no matter what, because then she's going to look for a response.
It depends on what he said to her.
Yes. Yeah.
What that text was to her, like mm-hmm. Jen said, that defines everything because she still has that in her phone.
Hey, Eva or Eva. Eva or Eva?
Eva.
What's up? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to comment on this guy.
Go ahead.
He needs to go to his friend and say, I was egotistical and self-absorbed. And I put myself before our friendship and your daughter. This man knew that the first text was wrong. He knew it. I mean, that's just so stupid. It's so inappropriate. He knew that.
Unless he gave her, unless she had a business reason, like to have his phone number, he should have known immediately. Because if she went and scammed the phone number out of, you know, dad's phone or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, he should have known. And that right there is where he should have turned to his friend and said, hey, your daughter texted me. And then it's over.
I wonder if he's flattered by it.
if he liked
it at first, and then
any guy
obviously
is
he did
flattered. Yeah. If you're flirted with, is that a word? Flirted? Yeah, I mm-hmm. guess. If you get flirted with by a 17-year-old or 77,
and we all remember when we're teenage girls that we think that it's powerful to break down an older person's defenses.
Right.
She will, you know. So I think that the whole idea of reasoning with her is out the door because you know she's got her eyes set on him. By sending those pictures. So I really think that his communication with her needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely stop.
And the problem is going to be, I'm sure before when everybody was just friends, like if daughter, dad, and friend were all in the house together
mm-hmm.
and dad said, hey, let me run out to the garage for a minute and everybody's sitting in the kitchen, like he's going to have to find a way to never be alone with her at all.
Agreed.
Because if this ever does come out, then that, you know, he's going to think back like, oh, wait a minute. What about that time where I ran to the store and left them at the house alone? Or mm-hmm. when he came over and I was late home from work.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And all those things.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
Are you going to talk to, I assume you're going to relay this conversation back to him or he's listening?
Yeah. I think he knew I was calling. He didn't want to come on the air.
After you talk to him and get his feedback, will you talk again to Tracy and let her know if there's any reason that we should follow up with this on Monday morning?
Get an update.
Totally.
I want to know what that other text said, too.
Yeah.
If he's listening, seriously, that change, that will determine the whole thing, mm-hmm. depending on what you said to her.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, thank you, and thanks to your friend for bringing your troubles to the Burt Show.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Your craziness is our rating, so we appreciate that. Thanks, Sarah. Have a good day.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I'm doing an arts and crafts project. Here's the
Jeff has like needle and thread out. Hell hath frozen over everybody. Just kidding.
But right now, while Jessica, my wife, is still in studio, we are going to do something that we witnessed last night. And then Jessica's also going to make the prediction because we've got a lot of fetuses in here as well.
Okay.
We have Anna from sales. Hi, Anna.
Hey, Anna.
So here's what we're going to do. Jessica has this talent, she thinks, where she seems to think she can come on and she can predict the sex of a child from just looking at the pregnant mom. And she claims to have like almost like a 90% accuracy rate. I think it's more like 50%, which would be, I don't know, logical. But she's like, I get it right every time. I know it. And here's what she does is she makes the prediction way early in the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then she doesn't, she make the prediction super, super, super early in the pregnancy. Then she doesn't bring it up again. And then when the baby's born, she declares, I knew it would be a girl. Because by then, everybody's forgotten what she originally predicted.
It's a good idea. Is that true? No, I don't know what you're talking about. I get it right. I have a sixth sense. And you're just going to have to accept that.
So
he's very angry. He's very angry about my special talent.
Well, now we're surrounded by pregnant people. And so I think what we could do, and Tracy is, you know, the producer of our show. And we've talked about her. She's due in June, right? End of June?
We have two first-time moms in the studio. So that may add, too, because since they've never carried a child before, this then, you know, has some mothers of multiple children like, oh, well, I'm carrying this one differently than my last one, so I predict it's this. But we have Anna and Tracy in studio who are first time mom. Congratulations again.
Thank you. And then I'm trying right now to get a third person on, because if you go 3 for 3, then it's been declared and it's good. You can go 3 for 3.
So did you already predict early on in both of these pregnancies
what it would be? Is someone else pregnant in the office?
No, not in the office. Oh, okay. A friend of ours.
Well, no, not early. I mean, I think Tracy was last week. I was just talking to her and all of a sudden I just looked at her stomach and I just had this thought. And so that's what I think. I think I know what she's going to have. And I just look at Anna and I think I know what she's going to have. And then our other friend last night, same thing. I could just lay it all out right now. I think I know.
So,
and Tracy's actually finding out the sex of the baby today.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think the right way that we should do this, or the proper way that we should do this is Jessica should make her declaration today.
Okay.
What she thinks each person is having. And then, on Monday after Tracy finds out, we could get the results. We can
now,
have,
Anna, you know, mm-hmm. Okay, but you haven't talked to Jessica about that. So
I don't believe so.
All right, so good. So, and we'll reveal Anna's, I guess, as well on Monday with Trey. Is it to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody reveals at the same time.
Yeah, and so what, Jeff, last night we were at that party, and I guessed that my friend at the party, what she's having, and then this other friend of ours came over and randomly said, I have a test that will prove the sex, which he'll explain, and it went to the same sex that I guessed, that I had guessed. It was very bizarre. Very bizarre.
And this is what this this arts and craft project Jeff's doing, is he's putting together the test?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
So, hey, Michaeline?
Yes?
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Michaeline is our third friend. So we have Anna, Tracy, and Michaeline.
Okay.
And so,
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
And your due date, again, Michaeline, is?
July 23rd.
And here's, Michaeline's been screwing with Jessica, too, because Jessica declared that she didn't want to know what Michaeline was having, wanted to be surprised. So I actually already know what Michaeline is having.
And Jessica does not.
And Jessica does not.
Okay.
So
how do you know so early?
Oh, for me? Well, I don't know. I had an appointment a couple weeks ago, actually, and they told me what they thought it was. So, and they said it's about an 80-85% chance.
So, and when do you find out definitely?
In a couple weeks.
Okay. So, Jessica, would you like to make your prediction for Michaeline's child?
Yes.
On record, officially, you think Michaeline is having...
A boy.
A boy. All right. Michaeline, don't say anything to her until next time we talk.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can talk to her. Like, you can be friendly, but just don't say anything about you.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Jessica?
Sounds good.
Thank you, Michaeline.
Thank you, Michaeline.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Jessica, make your prediction for Tracy.
Girl.
You think Tracy's having a girl?
Yep.
Okay.
And make your prediction for Anna.
Boy.
Boy.
Okay.
All right. Now,
two boys and a girl.
Anna, will you come here a second? Yeah. This trick, and I think...
And when does Anna do? We haven't even asked Anna.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. She's Anna's like, not soon enough.
Yeah. Any day now? Say again? February 23rd, but hopefully sooner.
Okay.
So
she's in that stage of I'm ready now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone done this to you yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Can you explain this needle thing?
Okay. Are you doing the one where you hang the needle over the wrist?
Yes.
Okay. It so works. I did it when I was pregnant, and you don't have to be pregnant to do it. Like, I did it to my mother, and it showed every pregnancy she ever had. It will show if you had a miscarriage or abortion or anything like that.
Fine.
We also did it to my aunt, who is gay and never had no intentions of ever having a baby, and the needle did not move whatsoever.
Okay, so you could test it on me as a, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I don't know. If you're not going to get pregnant, then yes.
Unless Jesus is coming back, there's no way.
It doesn't.
Well, that I have ever been. Nor. But yes, it did not move at all, and I did it to... another friend of mine, and they all, every people who have had babies, we did it to all the parents, who the mothers, and it showed every pregnancy they had. You basically hold it straight with the needle pointing down on the wrist with your wrist out, and it will go around in a circle for a girl and back and forth for a boy.
Really? And then it won't move if you've never been pregnant.
Now, are you sure it's circle for a girl and back and forth for a boy? Because
I could be confused about that. It's been a while. It's been 10 years since I did that, and I can't remember which is which, but...
Can I make a comment, though? Because that's not a needle that you have on...
It just has to be a weight.
A weight, okay.
So it's the same thing.
I don't know. We've done it with a needle, and you can actually do it over the person's belly if they actually are pregnant, but if they're not, we do it over the wrist.
Like,
you hold your wrist out.
Oh, because Jeff's doing it as you're talking.
Facing up.
Yeah, Jeff's doing it right now. He's got his ring on a string, and it's going back and forth, right?
Yep.
It's not a circle. So it's back and forth, which you were saying would be a boy?
I thought that was not. I thought back and forth was a boy.
That's what we heard. We heard back and forth was a boy. A circle was a boy.
No, last night it was back and forth with Michael.
Well, that's important to know.
Did Michaeline's go back and forth?
Yes.
Because I'm
I had my needle on me because I could do it and I could tell you.
Because I'm watching Jeff's arm not moving, his shoulder not moving, his hand not moving, and he just is he has his wedding ring on a string.
And
so
what it will do is it'll stop. It'll go in a circle and then it'll stop and then it'll start moving again for the next child. I'm going into that dot right there.
That is so freaky. No. It's going in a circle for Tracy.
Oh,
that is so weird.
I'm telling you,
in the circle.
It will actually stop. Like if you have four kids, like say you had girl, boy, it'll go around in a circle, then it'll stop. then it'll start going back and forth, and then it'll stop.
That is so weird because, I mean, basically what happened is
Carter,
that Jeff,
come here, Carter.
Jeff has his wedding ring on a string. Like you said, it has to be a weight. Does it have to be a metal weight?
Yeah, back and forth for a boy.
No, I've always done it with a needle, so I've never heard it done with a ring. But, like, my mom had a boy and a girl, but she had a miscarriage before me and after me, and it showed all four pregnancies. And the same with my grandmother. Showed the six because she had two miscarriages and four kids.
Freaky. Thanks for the call, Kelly.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, Melissa.
This is really freaky. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
So the circle is a girl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just looked it up. So far, it would be that it was right.
Mm-hmm.
Or that Jessica was right. Okay, it's above Melissa's wrist, and it's not really moving.
It just kind of stopped.
Just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
That is freaky.
So who is...
Let me better visually explain, because I think we keep talking. So he has the ring on a string, and he hangs it directly over, right there at the pulse point, over the inside wrist of these women's outstretched arms. And then it's almost as if once he puts it on there, then it's almost like the ring resets itself, because at some point it kind of stops. And then it starts its motion or non-motion. So when it was over my wrist, he'd put it on there. And of course, with motion, it was just kind of swinging around. But then all of a sudden, it just almost like stopped. You know, like I could see that it kind of, got caught.
But with Tracy, it stopped. And then it started again in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with Anna, it stopped. And it's then started again swinging back and forth.
You know what? Let's try it again.
Weird.
But Jen, because you know what? Maybe it's some weird. No, I don't want to do it to you. I want you to do it to somebody else.
Okay.
Like do it to Anna and see if it's still...
It does the same results.
We have to make a video of this and put it up online.
Yeah, you're right. We do. Okay, so
you got to get it real close, but don't touch.
It's not really moving
at
all.
It's not really doing anything. Is it the same wrist, Anna, that you used before?
Yeah. Maybe you only have one shot.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Oh, my gosh. It did start moving back and forth again.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's freaking weird.
I know.
Why is it happening? I don't like the voodoo. Get the voodoo out of me.
Now Jen has it.
Really
Jen
weird.
Has the voodoo.
Okay, Tracy, come here. Let's try
what
it.
What the hell?
Hey, Namisha.
That's so weird.
Welcome to Voodoo FM.
I'm sorry?
This is crazy.
Whoa, Tracy's just automatically started.
It is. You know what? One of my daughter's friend's mom at school. This is a while back.
Right.
Almost 2 years ago. And she showed me, I took up like a gold bracelet, you know? And I like made it like a circle with my hand and like dropped it in the little circle three times and just held it there.
Oh my God, it's working.
And it was just like circle for a girl because I already have a girl. And when I was pregnant, I didn't find out the sex of my baby. And then it would do circle and then it would do back and forth. And that meant a boy. And he turned out to be a boy.
Wow. Now, if someone is pregnant with twins and don't know it yet, I wonder if it...
The string
bursting. If it does it twice or stops and does it twice, you mean?
Yeah, like if it does anything different, if, you know...
Yeah,
that
I wonder, too.
Is wild. So if this thing is right,
I mean,
then...
I just kept doing that, and then he just turned out to be a boy, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited, and, you know...
And I guess with twins with different genders, I guess like paternal twins is what I was thinking, because if it's identical, then it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if this is accurate, then...
Mm-hmm.
Anna will tell us on Monday that she's having a boy.
A boy, according to the...
Tracy will tell us that she's having a girl.
According to that test.
And
I'm not pregnant, so that's good.
We'll find out on Monday that Melissa's not having a baby. and our friend who was on with us, our friend Mike Lean, is where I saw this, because a girl grabbed Mike Lean's arm and did this, like made it happen, and it said boy for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be... Tracy's having a girl, and Anna and Michael will both be having a boy, according to the freaky ring voodoo trick.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a ring. It could be a needle or any weight.
Or necklace. The girl last night did it with a necklace, and she did it to me also.
Uh-huh.
And I was really happy to find out that I wasn't pregnant. It's like you. I
mean, especially considering she was on her fourth drink.
I had a drink, and I was like, thank God.
The Burt Show.